Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. You're in the right place. That is, if you think that at least 90% of the information on television news is wrong or biased, and if you want to know what the truth is, that's what we're all about, to try and bring you the reality as close as we can find it to what we call the truth. Now, is that possible in this day and age? I don't know. But we certainly search for that information for you. So glad that you are joining us today, that you have an inquiring mind that says, I want to know the truth over and over again, no matter what the issue appears to be. We want to know the truth. Yeah. So good at the Power Hour today. Aren't you glad you tuned in here? For you to look at your life in the very same fashion. Everything you have ever done has brought you here to today. If you've acted appropriately, it's brought you to a good conclusion, perhaps. If you've acted inappropriately, it may be brought to you to a bad conclusion. But there's a point at which we have to get honest with our lives and say, am I going to tell the truth or am I going to hide in the shadows? There are too many people hiding in the shadows. I knew that I wouldn't. I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. So good. So good. I got you. Welcome back to Power Hour, ladies and gentlemen. I feel good. We can feel good regardless of what's going on around the world. Welcome back to Power Hour. Thank you for joining us, caring about your world, and standing when it calls for it. Ladies and gentlemen, if we do not stand, we will all fall together. That's all there is to it. We will all fall together. I mean, whether it's doing a radio show, whether it's doing videos, whether it's making a documentary, whether it is preaching, whatever you are doing that is telling the truth, if you don't do it, we all fall. Because we will lose that right of our own accord if we don't speak up. Welcome back to the Power Hour. And you can change the world one act by one person, one time. Just start. Just start.
You know, I have this belief that we can control our own lives, and that's about it. Our own lives, our families, our own homes, everything within our home, we need to take with extreme caution as to what we let into our home, to what we do in our home. And the fact that we don't let certain thoughts in our home, certain people in our homes, that's a sacred territory. And I believe that so much, you have no idea. So I decided that when I was involved in all of this, and it started out, you know, it went from phase 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, it seemed like, with all the issues that I was involved in over my lifetime. And I can remember one night coming down from my second story to the first story, and I had pulled my blinds shut. I had decided I was going to fast. I was going to pray for a week. I was going to try and see through all of this. And I remember just this feeling of a verse that came to me. I will keep you free of the terror in the night. And that has been the most, I think, comforting thing that I've ever had. And so I decided, whether it's me, myself, alone, whatever I'm doing, I will be kept free of the terror in the night, and I need to do what is the next right and honorable thing. That's all I can do. I don't have to change the world. I have to do what is the next right and honorable thing.
Somewhere Kamaka Viva Ole. Gotta love that song, huh? Somewhere Over the Rainbow. And we just wonder, Joyce's spirit is out there. Much the same way. Today is the 7th anniversary of the passing of our beloved hostess, Joyce Riley, our show host of the Power Hour, the one that started all this out at the turn of the century, the beginning of the new millennium. 844-769-2944 is the number to call. Press 1 to get to the studio. If you have a tribute to pay to Joyce, on sale this week, by the way, because the Power Mall is open. Jay and Linda are standing by to take your call. 10% off Miracle 2 soaps and neutralizers this week. 10% off OptiVita products. The sale prices are marked accordingly online. For those of you that call in at the 877-817-9829, you spend $300 and get $20 off your order for Strauss Naturals or North American Urban Spice products, which automatically apply at checkout if you're online. If you're calling in, you just have to let us know, and we'll take care of it. As a reminder, you can listen or watch the Power Hour live stream or on our homepage at thepowerhour.com. And, of course, we appreciate you sponsoring and going with our partners. You are kind of a sponsor to this program because when you buy from the Power Mall and shop with our partners, we get a little something-something for the effort. And that keeps us on the air. We need to stay on the air. Like Alex Jones, we had to give up shortwave. It was unfortunate. But we did. We had to give it up. We lost on GCN. There was a problem there. Now GCN is off the air. Now Alex Jones looks like they're going to take his show off the air. And if he's lucky to find somebody that will let him on. Because, you know, I mean, society has a tendency to kick people when they're down, right? It's craziness. But that's the way it is. You know, they want to give him another chance. Speaking of Chance in West Virginia. Good afternoon, sir.
Yes. Hello, Dave Meister. I just had to call in. I go back a long time to the shortwave radio. That's how I was introduced to Joyce. This is back in the day. Oh, this is maybe 30 years ago. I'm going to throw some names at you. I don't know if you remember, but on the shortwave was Chuck Harder, Tom Valentine, Chris Gerner, Bill Cooper, Irwin Schiff, Bo Greitz, Tex Mars, Pastor Pete Peters. This is going back quite a while.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, I remember. I got so disgusted, Dave Meister. It was a Saturday morning. I think 30 years ago, I was watching the news mainstream. I got so disgusted. This is when I was living up in the Northeast, way before I moved here to West Virginia. I got so disgusted with the lies of the mainstream media. There was 8 inches of snow on the ground. I went out to my car in the snow, 8 inches of snow, to the radio shack and got the shortwave radio. And from then on, I've been listening to shortwave. And this is why I had to call in, because it's a little sentimental. It brings back that day and time. And nowadays, you know, I listen to the satellite, the free-to-air, and the shortwave still. But now, Dave Meister, I have to congratulate you on your show, because now at my age, you there?
I am. Go ahead.
Yes. I'm very discriminating in who I listen to now. You know, there has to be some sort of public service, not just hosts that you know, opinionate over and over on how the country went to hell. I mean, we all know that. How many times can people hear that over and over? Your show, like Jeff Rentz, like Hal Turner, I take something away from it that I can use in these crazy times. It doesn't just make me nutty listening to bad news over and over and people's worthless opinion on how we got there. You know, there's no solutions. But now, like I said, you, Jeff Rentz, Hal Turner, I take something away from your show. I get a laugh every now and then. But I also take something away from it. You guys are doing a public service. I can tell the sincerity in you guys. you know, the caring. It's not just people wasting time talking about how the country went to hell, and then by the time the show is over, you say, what did I learn from this? Absolutely nothing. All I did was get more frustrated, you know? And I don't feel that way when I listen to your show, and that's why I want to thank you. Now, I don't know how long, be honest with you, the way things look, how lawless and criminal and corrupt we are, I don't know what I would do without you guys. I gave up mainstream media 30 years ago. You know?
Yep, and that's the thing. Sometimes, because of the fact that we need to know, and I mean, Blaze Media, as divisive as they are sometimes, because they bring up a lot of the same stuff over and over again and give opinions, because you got Glenn Beck, you got Freedom, you know, Fearless, Jason Whitlock, you got Mark Levin. I mean, they're all opinionated. Dave Rubin. I mean, all of these guys. And
you know what I think it's about, Dave Meister? It's all about ego with these guys. I've noticed everybody just wants their own show to feel important. And they come on like they're doing you a public service, but they're really not. They're just agitating you. Hey, listen, I remember people heard of Ted Brower and they heard of Rick Wiles. I remember when both of them were on shortwave, Rick Wiles and Ted Brower. As a matter of fact, Rick Wiles at that time was living in Texas.
Yeah, well, he's still on shortwave. Yeah. Rick Wiles is on shortwave. Yeah.
Yes, this is how far I go back. Mm-hmm. And like I said, now I'm very discriminating in who I listen to, because I just cannot take the rehashing of the world's problems over and over again without any hint of a solution. And I say to myself, see, thank God for your show. Jeff Rentz, too, has a good heart, a very good heart.
Chance, you know, the only thing that we've said as far as a solution for our government is a giant enema.
Yeah.
That's about it. Because, I mean, we have to come in. We, the people, have to rise up and clean house. That's the only way we're going to survive
this. That's the only way. Yeah. Now. And when you hear, like I said, when you hear other hosts, and there's an awful lot of them, and I suspect they do it for their ego. And I say to myself, we're in serious crap here. Forget about your ego.
I know.
Things need to be done. They have to approach this in a different way and forget about their ego. And I don't sense that in you or Jeff Renz. And I don't even sense that in Hal Turner. I sense, with you three guys especially, I sense a caring for the audience, an empathy for the audience. And therefore, I had to call and drop all those names because, like I said, I'm an old-timer at this, you know?
Sure.
I gave up on mainstream a long time ago, and I just want to thank you for picking up the mantle, and God bless you, and Hal Turner and Jeff Rentz for being there for people who've had enough and offering solutions in the best way you can, and empathy. And for that, I thank you, Dave Meister. God bless you now.
I appreciate it, Chance. Thank you so much. Regina in Dallas, welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. Let me get over to the other side of the car. All right, I'm coming. Okay. Because you're on my speakerphone in my car. Okay, everything that man before me was saying is Joyce Riley. Her show was all about getting the message out, because she was a nurse who believed giving shots was a good idea. And when she woke up, she knew she had some payback to do. And she was a vehicle. I was an activist in Dallas. I had a group called Activists for Truth. And I was a Ron Paul organizer and just a bunch of things like that. And it was wonderful having her have a show that could be a platform for us to get our messages out, about our events and things that we were doing. And we became friends, real friends. And she always would have wonderful products for the from the Power Mall. And she just was an amazing, amazing person who, no ego. It was all about the topics and giving people a time to discuss them. And one big one was one of the last ones was, well, there were so many. I mean, so many topics. Benghazi and Pete Sessions was my congressman in Dallas area. And he also was on the Rules Committee. So he was the one that held up a lot of the investigations and things like that. So if you Google back Regina from Dallas and Joyce Riley, there's a lot of conversations about that. And then Libya, poor Libya. Libya was a thriving country, and they were happy. And Gaddafi might have had his downside in some ways, but his people loved him, and they were growing, and they were was wonderful. And then now they're a third world country. It was horrible what happened in Benghazi, and so she highlighted a lot of that. She had on people and me because that was one of my topics, and then it was so many things. It was Assange, and it was. You know, all the people that were whistleblowers and, oh, just so, and IRS. I mean, the topics were numerous, and she would have great people on. She would focus and help us as activists pull people together. Well, fluoride was one of the last ones, which 10 years I've been fighting it in Dallas, and there's a trial that just came to federal trial, and it was because of citizen involvement. It was the citizens that went to the EPA saying that this is too toxic, you shouldn't be doing this. The EPA blew us off. So Michael Connett, the son of Dr. Paul Connett, from the Fluoride Action Network, you know, 35 right. years, whatever. Michael became a lawyer in the time he was growing up in his family for 25 years learning about this. And he became a lawyer, and he sued the EPA under the TSCA provision that nobody, no citizen has ever brought a case to TSCA that has actually gone to trial, okay? And what this is about is they have the response called Toxic Substance Control Act, and it says that it's challenging the fact that they're putting this hydrofluorosilicic acid in our water to raise the fluoride, and there are risks involved, serious, serious risks for future generations. And so it was brought to trial. It was a two-week trial in February, right? And so under deposition, the judge has heard from all the experts, and he now has, he alone, has the discretion to rule on it going in as fluoride being raised in our water nationwide, right? So he's a judge out of the Ninth Circuit Court in California, Judge Chen. And let me tell you, for 7 years, the government and these agencies kept trying to get it dismissed, but he stayed strong and he stayed alive, which I'm just praying for his life because he seems very balanced and he's listening. And the things that he has said along the way, I have 100% confidence in our side that he was listening, because I'm sure, Dave, you understand putting poison in the water is a really dumb idea, right? And
yep, that's why I got off. Yeah, that's why I got off of the fluoridated water and put us on well water again.
There you go.
Yeah.
Or reverse osmosis is the, or distilled
right.
water and put your minerals back in, because
yep.
there's a lot of risks involved with it. And if people think you got to help the teeth, well, you put it. You can brush your teeth with fluoridated products, even though it's just a small amount that it can help, and you still don't want to swallow it or it absorbs in your body. But that's not the point. We're just saying there's no consent allowed when they put it in the water for everybody. All the restaurants are making your food with it. It's hard to avoid it when it's in your Dallas water, which goes to 23 other cities. And that's
wow.
how it is in 72% of America, you know?
That's good. I'm glad you brought that up. That's something that we don't talk enough about, and I'm glad there are people out there like you, Regina, that are campaigning for truth and campaigning on behalf of other people. And now if we can just show harm has been committed to some of these people, we might actually have standing. And the judge probably, in keeping the case open, Judge Chen, probably realizes that somebody's got standing in here because somebody's going to come to the table with some sort of proof that there was actual harm. And I appreciate your call. I've got a stack of calls holding, Regina, but I appreciate your input, and I'm glad you've been listening all these years and supporting us at the Power Mall. Pastor Butch, now there's somebody that never calls our show, but for the first time I get to say, God bless you, sir.
Hello, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Thanks for asking. How about yourself?
I'm doing fine, but I could not let this pass up to call in and talk about Joyce a minute. Joyce and I go back a lot of years, Dave. Back when her and Dave Von Kleist were a team, they spoke at almost all the seminars. We go back a long ways. I started on the radio back in 93. He started around the year 2000. So we covered a lot of miles together. And I had to say that Joyce was a real deal. We didn't always agree on everything, but she was a real deal.
Yes, she was. I've guested on her show before, and she was the real deal. That woman cared about life, cared about humanity, and cared about the truth most of all.
Yes, she certainly did. And she had the courage to stand, and I know she paid a price for it. I know that. I mean, it's just part of living in this world. If you're going to stand for truth, you're going to pay a price. But she had the courage to do it, and I know when she was sick and trying to hang in a little while longer, as Jay said, there was no quit in her. She just didn't want to quit. Unfortunately, it was time for her to go home.
That's right. You know, we just bless her life and just pray to God that, you know, she's resting in peace until he comes to return, because, you know, it says the dead in Christ shall rise first. So we can only hope.
Amen. Amen.
I appreciate
you. That's our blessed hope, Dave. That's our blessed hope. If it wasn't for that, we wouldn't have any hope at all.
That's right.
That's our hope. Our duties, our consequences are God's, and that's the way it is. And when we're told to stand true till he calls us, and that's it. That's all he requires.
Yep. Well, I appreciate the fact that you've got a radio show out there and you are reaching out to so many hundreds of thousands of people and preaching the gospel and preaching the truth as well. So, I mean, we appreciate you and everything you're doing.
Well, I want to let you know that I've got a little radio station here in Nicholas County, West Virginia, 87.9. You broadcast on every day.
Wow. Wonderful. I appreciate that. Thank you for letting me know.
Thank you for what you're doing, Dave.
Thank you, Pastor Butch.
Thanks for being there. And I just wouldn't have felt right if I didn't call in and say that I miss Joyce. I still hear commercials, but it's been 7 years. You said that doesn't seem possible, but I do miss her being around.
Yep, me too. No, I appreciate you, sir. Thank you so much for your input and for your call. God bless you. Helen
God
in
bless
Kansas.
My friend. Talk to you soon.
Thank you. You bet. Helen in Kansas, how are you?
Well, good morning, Dave. I just want to say, you know, Power Hour feels like family to me. I go back way with Joyce, and I miss her so much. 20 years, I came to Kansas from California and fiddling around the dial looking for a show. And I'm like, the Power Hour. Yeah, right, the Power Hour. But she had so many great guests. She shared her lunch with us. She shared her pain with us. She gave her opinions like you do. And she would be so happy with you. How funny you are in your impressions and stuff. She was so knowledgeable about so many subjects. I thank her for just so many things. I missed her when she was gone. I lived through all those guest hosts that the show had. I mean, I was going to leave many times. I was like, and I agree with Jay. You keep those commercials, because every time I hear Joyce's voice, I get those holy bumps, and I'm just so happy. I'm just so happy to hear it. I love calling in and talking to Jay, although they've taught me how to go on the online and order in, so I don't get a chance to talk with her as much. But I used to call and talk to Rebecca and talk her ear off, and a lot of times she'd run down to the warehouse and stuff. I was like, those days are over. Now I'm running down to the basement, which is my warehouse. And I
there you go.
One little thing. The people need to call in and do that $300. That is so wonderful to go on your website and just buy all that wonderful stuff from North American. I had so much fun buying all those products. And then when they came, that stuff is wrapped up so tight with that bubble wrap. you need the scissors to get that stuff loose. Ain't nothing going to break. I'm telling you, kudos to Justin Porter and his group. But it's like Christmas when you get that package in the mail. You got all that little stuff. It's just wonderful. You keep up the good work. I love hearing you, and I love all your impressions. And I said, Joyce is dancing to all the music. She's laughing to all those funny things that you say and all the impressions, Dave. And
I appreciate that. Somebody likes my impressions.
We found our replacement host. Don't have any more guest hosts yet.
I appreciate that. Helen, hopefully we can stay on the air for our 25th anniversary. I really would like to do that.
If everybody would just call in and do your little refills. Now, one quick thing. I used those Strauss hard drops for my mom when she was alive. I kept her alive. Her blood pressure went down. The doctor took her off one of the blood pressure pills, and I started taking the stuff afterwards. I wasn't taking it, and I was like, oh, my goodness, it's working for her. I'm starting to take it myself.
There you go. I appreciate that, Helen.
Have a great day.
Amazing. You too. Thank you so much. God bless. Yep. God bless. Chris in Florida, welcome to the show.
Hi, Dave. Yes, I've really missed Joyce. I started listening to her around 2002 or so, and it was such a wake-up call to listen live every weekday morning, so I'd be able to call in rather than just listening to the podcast and tune into the community that she built. And I just started listening again last Friday when I called in for the first time in many years. There was a previous host who I felt, I don't know if the previous caller was referring to being railroaded. I don't know what he was talking about, but there was a previous host who was somewhat dismissive of regular callers in the community. So I'm going to have to, at least one of whom I'm in touch with, let them know that you're the host now. And it seems to have really come back to the original mission, which is what Joyce, I think, set the tone for, is being a spirit, having a spirit of a healer. And, so many low-cost, highly effective health solutions that you offer. I don't call myself a Christian, but I'm very much resonate with John 14:12-14, which says, "Very truly I tell you, whoever believes in me will do the works I have been doing, and they will do even greater things than these, because I am going to the Father, and I will do whatever you ask in my name, so that the Father may be glorified in the Son. You may ask me for anything in my name, and I will do it."
Well, we appreciate that, Chris. Thank you for the words. We're at the break, and we'll be back after these important messages with your phone calls and more commentary and more news after these words. Thank you.
Service. Educating our customers so they can make informed purchases. You can shop with confidence knowing that we have personally vetted every product that we offer. Your health and well-being means so much to us. We have championed voting with your dollars. And when you shop with the Power Mall, you are helping to keep ever so important and often censored health information in the forefront. Buy from the good guys. Shop thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Or call 877-817-9829.
Come to the Power Mall today and purchase Mediterranean Black Seed Oil from North American Urban Spice. Exclusively from the genetic source and never standardized. Cold pressed, it's so good it supports cardiovascular, respiratory, immune, digestive, neurologic health, and so much more. Said to be good for everything but death itself, come find the best prices on Black Seed capsules or 8-ounce varieties when you visit thepowermall.com. Or call 877-817-9829 to purchase.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I have a good friend with me here today. She has been taking the calcium bentonite clay that she purchased from the Power Mall for many, many years now. And I asked her to sit with me and explain to the listeners what she uses the clay for.
Thanks. So just to let you know, we use it on a daily basis. I will put a teaspoon of calcium bentonite clay into a glass of water and drink it before bed for detox. We've done weekly foot soaks for my husband who has diabetes. We use it for facials. I use it once a week for my clay bath detox. We've used it on spider bites, insect bites, and I've also used it for the swelling in my ankle after surgery.
Oh, yes, I do remember when you had the surgery. To order the clay, please call 877-817-9829 or go to thepowermall.com. Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
Many Americans are growing increasingly concerned about the rapidly growing U.S. government deficits. Recognizing that the additional printing of paper money devalues U.S. currency. To compensate, American gold and silver coins will provide wealth protection. U.S. Coin Capital provides physical gold and silver coins delivered directly to our clients. You can reach us at 1-800-878-2646, uscoincapital.com.
Why invest in all the great natural supplements from the Power Mall and then use a toothpaste loaded with harmful synthetic chemicals like fluoride? You want really healthy checkups, right? People who switch to Vitamir toothpaste and mouthwash are reporting healthy-looking gums and whiter teeth. Both the Vitamir toothpaste and mouthwash are formulated with natural products like zinc, folic acid, cloves, and myrrh. It's nature's answer to preventing plaque, reducing the development of cavities, and promoting healthy teeth and gums. Vitamir toothpaste comes in original formula and also with CoQ10 and xylitol, as well as in a great-tasting orange-flavored children's formula, too. Get Vitamir toothpaste and mouthwash from the Power Mall today, and you, too, can have healthy checkups. Call 877-817-9829. Or order from thepowermall.com.
Noon Central Time, where we are on this Tuesday. This is the 25th day of June, 2024. 7 years ago, our beloved Joyce Riley, the former host of the Power Hour, passed away from cancer, and she fought it bravely. You know, there's been so many advances since then, too. It's just a wonder that she couldn't have held on longer. And we just, you know, it was her time, like Pastor Butch just said, and we appreciate your call. That's a first for us here. The number is 844-769-2944. Press the number 1 to get in the studio if you would like to contribute to the show and pay tribute to Joyce Riley. We do play her Strauss commercials on the breaks for a reason. And that is, in our own way, we paid tribute to her as well as the products that she researched and brought to the show, because it was all about natural. It was all about not supporting big pharma. There are enough people out there that believe every single thing, the men in the white coat, just because they put it on, makes them holier than thou. And everything they say, you believe. Oh, my mom used to do that. My late mother did the same thing. Oh, well, the doctor said. I'm just like, Mom, really? What is the doctor doing, Mom? Practicing medicine. Have you ever asked him, hey, call me when you're doing it for real? When you're really a doctor, you know, instead of just practicing on me? I mean, and that should tell you, when they tell you it's safe and effective, I mean, how do they know? Do they take it? Maybe they know something you don't know. Maybe they read the instructions. Maybe they don't. Maybe it's, hey, there's big pharma here, Mr. Doctor. Remember that vacation we paid for you in the Bahamas? Well, guess what? It's time for payback. We want you to push this thing to 6,000 of your patients. Yep. And make us a whole bunch of money, because the government, we the people, the taxpayers of this country are paying for all this garbage. You see, that's the kind of stuff that Joyce would pass on to all of her listeners as part of her legacy. You know, you can go to theforevermist.com/Joyce-Riley And you'll get to that Forever Miss page, and you can leave a tribute on the page. The last time anybody left a tribute was last year when we celebrated this. You know, the beauty of the show is to be able to tell the truth and do it enough under the radar that you don't become a target. And see, that's the thing. If anybody can take away wisdom, what is wisdom? Knowledge applied. The Bible even says it. Wisdom is knowledge applied. That means that if you come in there and you bet by the grace of God, remember what I told you a long time ago when I'm speaking in the spirit, when the spirit is moving me? What I basically, and it gives me the chill sometimes because I know he's there. God is spirit. He that worships him in spirit and in truth. That's John 4:24. Look, he's a spirit, the Holy Spirit. And when he speaks, the fact that you open your mouth and you talk to somebody, you communicate with your neighbor in love, you walk around in love of God and renewed mind and manifestation, and you walk around magnifying, you open your mouth, what you speak, the mechanics of your voice, your movement of your tongue, your lips, what you say when you talk into a microphone, like many of us show hosts out there. What you speak is God's business. That you speak is your business because it's your mechanics. It's God's spirit that is moving your conscience. Your mind comes from the heart to the mind. You speak forth. How much more simple can you get? Each of us has a commitment to go out there and do the right thing. That is what Joyce Riley would have wanted. You heard her, you know, the 6 minutes that we played coming out of this segment, this last segment. You heard Joyce in all those past shows. She's talking about the truth. She's talking about going out and holding what goes on in your home to be the most sacred. Holding God in your heart is the most sacred above all else. God first, family second, country third. When country starts to turn away, you have to do what Jonah and everybody else did. You have to call them out and say, look, if you don't repent and you don't stop this nonsense, you're damned. That simple. I mean, I think we can all agree on that. If you don't, please call the show and let me know. But, you know, if you're going to call the show and come at me with that, at least, like all people out there, have an opinion. Have an opinion as to why. Why are you saying this? What is motivating your spirit to say these things? If you're going to have a contrary, right? It's okay. You can have a contrary. We have freedom of speech in this country. That's why it's all right. Covering some of the stuff we didn't get a chance to cover in the front of the show on Netanyahu and what he said, he's basically saying the current phase of the war against Hamas and Gaza is nearly over. And so what's everybody else going to do? Now they're moving to the northern border and they're going to start fighting Iran-backed Hezbollah. That war has escalated. Now, of course, both the U.S. and Israel designate Hezbollah as a Lebanese terrorist group funded by Iran. And so now the war is shifting from south to north. Regina brought up about Assange, WikiLeaks founder. He is due to plead guilty. It's going to set him free. He is actually going to Saipan, and he's to be sentenced just, you know, the 62 months of time already served. He's going to be in the North Mariana Islands. He's from Australia. That's where he's going back to. He left Belmarsh Maximum Security Jail in the early hours of Monday before being bailed by the London High Court and boarding a flight, according to his wife. He was currently on a stopover in Bangkok, she said, at the time this happens, and he is going to appear in court in the Northern Mariana Islands at 9 a.m. local time, and he's going to be sentenced to one felony count, pleading out of sharing classified U.S. national defense documents, conspiring to obtain and disclose such, according to filings in the U.S. District Court for the Northern Mariana Islands. Now, when that's over, they're going to say, okay, here's your sentence. Time served. Have a nice life. He gets to go back to Australia. End of story. Good news for him, because apparently this was a U.S. government headache. And even President Trump said, when I'm elected, I'm going to relieve Assange of his plight. He gets to go home. Well, Yeah, this administration beat him to it so that, you know, you watch. Come Thursday, Biden will get up there and brag about it. Now, there's some scuttlebutt out about British member of parliament named Andrew Bridgen warning the world that NATO is planning to launch a false flag attack on a European city using a nuclear dirty bomb and blame Russia for it. There is some scuttlebutt out there. Well, there's, you know, the fact checkers are going crazy on this one because, see, an attack by Russia on any NATO country in Europe would result in Article 5 being triggered, requiring the U.S. and NATO members to declare war on Russia. And there's a lot of people out there that would just love to see Article 5 get invoked. And Russia's going, you people are all full of the proverbial caca. That just does not happen. We are not going to do that. Why do you think we would do that? We're interested in getting Ukraine back and upsetting the apple cart over there. We don't care about it. So what do the fact checkers do? They jumped into this thing, stating Bridgen's not privy to parliamentary intelligence, that he never mentioned NATO per se when he was talking about it. Bridgen only claimed on GB News that there would be a nuclear detonation. In fact, appears to make the comment after being asked about Russia using nuclear weapons. And see, a lot of this stuff came out of the People's Voice. Now, you got to understand about this because they've been doing some deep diving into this entity. It's a current name for News Punch, which possibly changed its name because its brand's been so thoroughly discredited after posting numerous shocking but fake news. Founded as Your News Wire in 2014, it was rebranded as News Punch in November of 18 before becoming the People's Voice. A 2017 BuzzFeed report identified News Punch as the second largest source of popular fake news on Facebook in that year. So you see, they just keep Trojan horsing. They just keep changing. Change the face, come back at you. And increasingly desperate, Emmanuel Macron. See, the libs just can't leave it alone. They've warned public that civil war awaits France if they fail to vote for his brand of centrist neoliberalism. I don't think so. NATO, by the way, NATO state Norway announces plan to start stockpiling grain. They plan to have stored 82,500 tons of crops by the end of the decade, according to the ag minister. Part of Kenya, their parliament is on fire as thousands storm the complex, the building. They actually set fire to it today. A new finance bill entered. Legislators fled in the most direct assault. See, I mean, look what happened in Sri Lanka. It's happening in Kenya. Paramedic reported death toll of at least 10 people, while a Reuters journalist observing outside parliament noted the bodies of at least five protesters, according to The Guardian, if you can believe it. The protesters demanded legislators vote against the controversial bill imposing new taxes on a country where cost of living's already driven everybody nuts. We'll talk about the upcoming debate here on Communist News Network. Ed in Missouri, welcome to the show.
Hello. A while back, a long time ago, I was listening to radio talking to a friend, and I got a tickle in my throat. And I see my Strauss heart drops sitting there, so I grabbed them and stuck a squirt in there, my mouth, and the tickle was gone. So next Monday, Jay's on. Joyce was on the radio, and she was talking, and she's got this tickle in her throat. So I called and talked to Rebecca, and she says, I'll tell Rosie to text her. So she did, and so pretty soon she said, well, I took a squirt of Strauss heart drops and that got rid of the tickle in my throat. And I'll never forget it. Thank you.
Wow. I appreciate it, Ed. Thanks for your call. See, and there's a lot of people out there, including moi. I got one right here, Strauss heart drops, right there in the camera if you're watching us live stream. You know, we do that. And see, I don't like to look at us as a podcast because I don't equate what we do as what podcasters do. You dial into any podcast and it's always talking about, like Chance said, one of our callers from West Virginia, way back when, you know, you're telling the truth, you talk about the story and you say, okay, what is it really? You know, it's current news. It's what's in your face. It's what mainstream media wants you to believe, but you don't have to believe it. And of course, if you remember or have heard, do you know who Caroline Leavitt is? She is a Trump campaign spokeswoman. Well, she was on CNN and she got into an argument with Casey Hunt, the CNN host, during a segment on the show yesterday, got an argument over Ms. Leavitt's claims about CNN anchors and debate hosts Jake Tapper and Dana Bash. These are who are going to be on the show as moderators for the upcoming presidential debate this Thursday night, which many of you are going to find quite entertaining. One, because they're going to be shutting off the mic of the person when it's not their turn to speak. This should be interesting to see whether or not the other party, that includes Biden, who they're favoring, yelling over the top of Trump when he's trying to talk, calling him a clown and a convicted felon. And I guarantee you this stuff is going to come out. He's being educated right now to embarrass Trump on camera in front of CNN. And Trump's going to be debating Jake Tapper and Dana Bash at the same time and calling him out like he's calling out Biden. And see, the thing is that we already know it's going to happen because Caroline Leavitt got into an argument. And Casey Hunt was so incensed because Caroline Leavitt was blasting Jake Tapper and Dana Bash because of their comments against Trump and called him out on so many different things. And Casey Hunt couldn't take it. And it's like, oh, I just, you know, they're well-respected veteran journalists who have covered politics for more than five decades combined. They have experience moderating major political debates, and there are no two people better equipped to handle this. Huh. Yeah, you come on my show. You respect my colleagues, period. Oh, in other words, if you don't like what I say, get out. And that's exactly what happened. Because when Ms. Leavitt asserted that Trump was going into a snake pit, into a hostile environment, and then the moderators have made their opinions about Trump very well known over the past 8 years, well, they cut her mic. Said, no, sorry, debate over. Here's a prediction. This is me, moi, okay? CNN's ratings are going to go up for the debate and then slump right back down to the 400,000 viewers that they have. Right. That's not very many when you look at the population. How do you justify selling an ad on CNN for anything? I mean, Big Pharma would be the only thing that is out there supporting CNN because nobody else wants to. You know, they kick you when you're down and the ratings are down. The last poll showed 398,000 listeners. That's it. There was more people watching Caitlin Clark play the Chicago Sky than watching CNN. Because it's at least a positive thing. You have people out there trying to do good, trying to promote the love of the sport. You see people who are dedicated, and then you see people who are just flat-out haters. And not only that, after the CNN scandal happened where Caroline Leavitt got cut off, Steve Bannon, who is trying to avoid prison right now for contempt of Congress, alleged of the J6 committee, which in its right mind doesn't exist in my book. They should never have in your book. He's urging Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump to boycott the upcoming debate and not go into the snake pit. His call for action follows this viral altercation where Casey Hunt kicked Trump spokesperson Caroline Leavitt off during the live interview. You know, and all Leavitt did was pointing out the outlet's bias. There you go. And a fired up Bannon told Leavitt during a Monday interview on the War Room podcast, Casey Hunt owes you an apology. CNN owes you an apology today. And if we don't get it to the Trump campaign and MAGA and you, President Trump needs to cancel this interview. Why give, you know, what are you going to do? Biden can't stand up there all by himself for 90 minutes and answer questions from Tapper and Bash without falling apart. That in of itself would be entertaining. But again, their ratings will slump when this is over and everybody realizes what retardandos those two are. You know, here again, you try to give Biden credit for something. Well, you know, I mean, you talk to any person that supports him and they'll tell you all these things. And when you ask them why or what proof do you have, they don't have any. Oh, and see, and when you talk to certain people about Trump, they don't like him. They hate him. Why? Why do you hate him? What's he done to make you hate him? Well, his ego. Oh, is that the best you got? His ego? What? Excuse me. He wasn't a politician. He was a CEO. What has he done for the country that was good? Can you think of anything he's done for the country that was bad? That's the response you get. They're clueless because they watch mainstream media too much. That's why. They don't listen to shows like ours and Pastor Butch's and Jeff Brentz's and everybody else. They don't listen to shows like ours. And now GCN is gone. Republic, like us, is struggling. Alex Jones is in bankruptcy, and they're about to undo him. And good luck trying to get him on somewhere else. You know, and I mean, you got to wonder whether or not anybody that would look and take Alex Jones on, and I'm not, you know, the guy's got a big heart, okay? But then you look at the liability factor because he's got a $1.5 billion damage claim that he can't get out of. And they're going to be milking him for the rest of his life for every dollar they can get. They're going to be garnishing every single show, every piece of revenue they can get, even if somebody else owns it. He takes to a microphone and he puts liability in somebody else's lap just by virtue of the fact he's got $1.5 billion judgment against him. What person in their right mind is going to take on somebody with what normally people would call excess baggage? How's it work? God forbid. We would love to hear Alex on the radio because he comes up with stuff that many of us, you know, look at and go, interesting point. You know, see, when you get truth seekers on there that are giving you the news and trying to get you the truth, albeit the scare tactics, you know, I can do without it. God gave you sound mind. I'm sure Pastor Butch would agree with that. And you have the right, with a sound mind, to make up your own mind for yourself whether or not to go into fight or flight panic mode based on what you hear. See, wisdom is knowledge applied. Remember that. So Trump is, if he gets elected president, two key advisors to Trump have presented him with a plan to end that war in Ukraine, telling Ukraine it's only going to get more U.S. weapons if it enters peace talks. Good luck with that. Seriously, good luck with it. So when you look at all of this stuff and the cancel culture and things that are going on, then you get a New York governor wanting to criminalize young anybody wearing masks in public spaces. You know, during the pandemic. Now she wants to criminalize wearing a mask on the subway. Talk about confusion. I think that woman is a little mixed up in the head, don't you think? Welfare offices are providing voter registration forms to illegals without proof of citizenship, according to the New York Post. What's your take? Have you been to a welfare office lately? The forms available in every state except Arizona, which recently passed a law barring the practice on state but not federal forms, are used to obtain welfare benefits, driver's licenses, and in many cases, mail-in ballot voter registration forms. Folks, if we don't stop this nonsense, you got to start at the state level. You got to make calls to the governor's office and say, hey, do you know what's going on in your welfare offices, what they're doing? Would you please check and make sure that they're not issuing voter registration forms to people without requiring proof of citizenship? I mean, it's going to take us, we the people, to stop this nonsense. Oakland Mayor Sheng Tao's attorney reportedly resigned hours after she made her first public statement yesterday, 4 days after the FBI raided her residence. She's facing a recall on the November ballot because Alameda County voters are very upset with her because crime is on the increase. It's just another blue state city. Well, her attorney had no idea she was getting on media telling everybody, I can tell you without confidence, this investigation's not about me. I have not been charged with the crime, and I'm confident I will not be charged with the crime because I'm innocent. Oh, well, that makes sense. Wow. Yeah, they raided her house, plus the home of Andy Duong, the director of the city's garbage vendor, California Waste Solutions, and that of his father, David Duong, president of California Waste Solutions. Gee, do I detect a little ethics nepotism here? Maybe that's why they're going after him. Who knows? Yep. And of course, there's that music. That means our show is over for today. Wow. So many things happening in America today that we didn't get to cover that you can read on the email blast. Like those 2,000 truck drivers, warehouse and dock workers, and the office humble-based U.S. logistics solution that now all of a sudden are out of a job. Talk about supply chain issues. In the meantime, thank you for talking good about Joyce. And in the meantime, God bless you and God bless the United States of America. See you tomorrow.
Traditional medicine is a dewormer. If unwanted organisms are affecting your health, Paratrex can help bring it all back in balance. Order today from thepowermill.com or call 877-817-9829. Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita Silver Lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products. And he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs. And my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.